Here's a number that should make you stop and think. Intel recently revealed that the combined AI computing power of all the AI PCs it's shipped so far equals more than 40 major data centers. 40. That's not a rounding error. That's a tectonic shift in where computing actually lives.
And it's not just Intel. Across the board, 2026 is the year AI workloads are packing their bags and moving out of the cloud. Not completely, but the balance is changing fast, and the implications are bigger than most people realize.
Welcome to the show. I'm your host, and today we're talking about edge AI, why 2026 is the year it stopped being a buzzword and started being the default architecture.
Let's start with the obvious question. Why now? We've been hearing about edge computing for years. What changed?
Three things converged at once. First, the hardware finally caught up. Neural processing units, NPUs, are now cheap and efficient enough to put in everyday devices. At Embedded World 2026, chip makers like Ambarella started putting AI processing directly onto camera chips. That's not a specialty product anymore. That's the new normal.
Second, the models got small enough. Quantization and pruning techniques have gotten so good that a model that once needed a data center GPU can now run on hardware with just a few megabytes of memory. These small language models, SLMs, are doing things locally that used to require a round trip to the cloud.
And third, the external pressures became impossible to ignore. Cloud costs are spiraling. The EU AI Act became enforceable this year, and nobody wants to build a system that breaks every time the connection drops.
The money tells the story. AI hardware startups raised $2.3 billion in the first half of 2026 alone. Axelera AI pulled in $250 million for edge inference chips. A startup called Etched came out of stealth with $500 million to build chips for frontier model inference. And a crab raised over $350 million for something they're calling, quote, edge agentic AI, systems that don't just classify or detect, but reason and take action without a human in the loop.
That phrase, edge agentic AI, is worth pausing on. We're not just talking about running a model on a phone. We're talking about autonomous systems at the edge that can make decisions, chain actions together, and operate without ever phoning home. That's a fundamentally different animal than a chatbot on a laptop.
And it's already happening in places where the stakes are life and death. A self-driving car has about 100 milliseconds to decide whether to brake. You cannot make that decision in the cloud. That round trip would get someone killed. So all the perception, classification, and decision-making happens on the vehicle itself. Edge AI isn't a preference there, it's a safety requirement.
Same story in healthcare. Wearable devices running ECG analysis locally. Imaging equipment doing preliminary scan analysis at the point of capture. The medical data never leaves the device. That's not just faster, it's the difference between being HIPAA compliant and not.
But let's be honest, not everything belongs at the edge. Training these models still requires massive cloud compute, and securing thousands of distributed edge devices is a nightmare compared to locking down one data center. FPGAs and hardware-rooted security are becoming essential for exactly this reason.
That's the right friction point. The hype says everything goes to the edge. The reality is a hybrid architecture. Edge handles real-time inference, cloud handles training and fleet analytics. The protocols making this work are called MCP and A2A, Model Context Protocol and Agent-to-Agent. They let AI workloads float between cloud and edge, depending on what makes sense.
The market numbers back this up. The edge AI market is valued at $14.8 billion today and projected to hit $163 billion by 2033. Organizations deploying edge AI are seeing an average 80% reduction in data backhaul costs because they're only transmitting insights, not raw video streams.
So here's what to watch. The next time you hear about a big AI announcement, ask yourself, where does the compute actually happen? Because 2026 is the year that questions stopped being academic and started being the whole game.
The edge isn't the future anymore. It's the present. It just took us a minute to notice.